Lowry, over in your neck of the woods, you've come to and you find yourself with a belt wrapped tightly around your muzzle. It's uncomfortable. They push and prod you along the streets. People gather and stare. Occasionally, people walk up and they say, "Is he for sale?" And the guard says, "No, no, this one's Queen Eloria's." After a long day of walking, you find yourself out of the city and looking down at a mine. You can see quite a few glowing people toiling down there, but they lead you to an office building. Inside, you find yourself before a large woman in sort of an old-fashioned dress. She's an older woman. The guard says, "We've got a new one for the mines. This one tried to bite Queen Eloria." The woman gets up, and she says, "He's enormous. What is he?"
"Some kind of lizard, ma'am."
"Well, obviously. Can you take the muzzle off?"
"Oh, he may bite."
"Yes, he looks like it, but we're going to have to feed him at some point anyway. Just take it off. We'll see how he behaves." And, Lowry, they take the belt off.
Oh my god, thank you. You know, you could have just said, "Please don't bite me." If Queen Eloria had said that, I wouldn't have tried to bite her.
At least he's eloquent, if not intelligent.
"Ma'am, I am likely the most intelligent slave that you will ever find passing through your minds."
"It's said, a man need not extol his own virtues, for his peers will render the judgment necessary."
"Said by who? You know, when you're in front of an employer, and even as a slave master you are an employer, you should tell them what you can do."
"Said by Centipora. I'm quoting scripture. I take it this one wasn't bred in the city."
"Oh, God, more religious people."
"I hate the wild ones. People think you can always beat sense into them, but if they're not bred in captivity, they always try to escape or act up. Tell me he's indentured."
No, ma'am. As far as I understand, he's a permanent thing."
"Great, so you're delivering me about 8 feet and probably several hundred pounds of muscle and nothing to lose. And let me guess, big slimy, you got family you'd like to get home to."
"Okay, first, I'm not slimy. That is a hateful stereotype. I'm just shiny. It means that my scales are healthy. And second, we're not a very social species."
"Either way, it doesn't matter. I know your type. If you try to run, we will break your legs. If you try to hit a guard, we will break your hands. You talk back, we'll cut out your tongue. I am not going to mess around. I do not have illusions about how easily you're going to be domesticated."
"Well, I don't like to be obedient, but I also really value my tongue, so it seems that we're at an impasse."
"If I find you the slightest bit inconvenient, I will scoop your brains out with the spoon and eat them for dinner."
"Actually, ma'am, I'm sorry to disappoint, but the Queen would prefer him to be alive, for the time being."
"Oh, well then why doesn't she just order me to get out my pixie dust and perform miracles? What is he, another pet from the surface?"
"Yes, ma'am, that is precisely the case."
"Oh, good, great. As if I don't get enough defiance from the other one. Well, fine, we'll chain them together and let them drive each other crazy. Guard, take this slimy monstrosity away and chain him to Rachel. Tell her that she's in charge of him and it's up to her to fill in all the details and make sure he doesn't act up."
Then two guards step forward and they escort you away, Lowry. They take you down into the pit where a chain gang is breaking up rocks. At the head of the gang is a catwoman. She's black like Paul. The guard says, "We got a new one for your team, Rachel. Fill him in, and watch out, he bites." Then, Lowry, they chain you to the gang, and they leave.
"I actually won't bite if you say, 'Lowry, please don't bite.' It's one of the rules. The Queen didn't know that, though."
Rachel calls after the guards. "Am I being punished? What did I do now?"
But they don't answer.
"How is it being punished? I mean, look at the size of me. I can clearly do a ton of the team's work."
She gives you a look, and she goes, "Oh, yeah. There's nothing more helpful in a slave gang than a sarcastic troublemaker."
"I'm not a troublemaker. The world is making trouble, and I'm the target of it."
"Well, grab a pick and start breaking rocks. We're just making them smaller so they're easier to cart off and sort through. You're in luck because we only have another sand of work to do, and then it's going to be food and rest."
"What's a sand?"
"It's a unit of time measurement. They have these hourglasses, or a system of them. Are you not from around here?"
"No, I'm from Dungeon City."
"Oh. Another one of Namir's lackeys, I guess."
"Well, I don't like the term lackey, but I have been eating all his food and staying at his temple."
"Well, you know what? I'm glad that one of you goons finally overplayed your hand. I just wish it were Namir himself."
"Hey, I've got a weird question. Do you know all the cat people in the world?"
"No? Why would I know all the cat people?"
"Because I was going to ask a question, but it would have seemed really racist in hindsight, so don't worry about it."
Paul, back over to you and Elvis. You're with Elvis in his bedroom. It's been a full day. You've had time to rest. Turns out the place keeps time with a series of bells that are built into the castle. Every time the bell tolls, they call it one sand. Apparently the whole thing is done with hourglasses. You're not sure if a sand is roughly an hour or 45 minutes. It's clearly non-standard to you. And your sleep schedule's messed up because it's always dark. But they have you wake up in specific shifts. Yours is in the morning, around when they assume that Elvis would be awake. They provide you with some food, which appears to be some kind of glow-in-the-dark bread, along with some meats.
You have no idea what the meat could be or what could cause bread to glow in the dark, but all the same, you take it up to Elvis.
Good morning, Pa. Or good perpetual night, or whatever. I've heard this kind of thing can drive people crazy.
Yeah, I wonder how Cherry's doing. If they'd caught her, we would have heard it by now.
I'm sure she's fine. She's a spy. She probably karate chopped her way back up to the top. Anyway, what's on the agenda for today? An escape plan? Or do we go see your parents?
We don't actually know that they're my parents. They're probably not my parents. But we should probably go see the cat people they've got.
Right, because we can't escape without coordinating with them too.
Hey, I'm an obligate carnivore, so could I trade you a little of my bread for a little of your meat?
Oh yeah, here you go.
Okay, so here's the plan. I think it would be a little improper or weird if I asked to see the cat people, because I'm supposed to be a guard. But if you asked, it would make sense for me to take you there.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. And here's some meat. I like this bread. It tastes kind of like cheese.
I mean, it is cheese, for all I know.
You guys leave the room in search of a guard who knows where the cats are kept, and you don't get far before you're intercepted by Silvius. Paul, he walks up to you and he gives you a firm hug. My new friend, Paul.
Oh, hey! Sorry, I don't usually do a lot of hugging. How you doing? I see you're out of the infirmary.
Yes, the healers worked well. I still have to rest up, and they've got me on light duty for the time being. But while I'm on light duty, I can act fully as your mentor. I can think of no better way to repay you. And I've been thinking, Paul, it's clear that you were sent to me by Centipora to save my life. We've had very few other Puritans attempt to join the Guard, and on the selfsame day that you appeared, I can thank you for my survival.
Oh, Silvius, you wouldn't have been there if I hadn't asked to see Elvis.
That may be true, but thanks to your quick thinking, Torvald was thwarted, and the Guard that would have been staying there in my place survived. By Centipora's blessing, I saved a life by taking its place, and then you saved mine.
Well, I don't know what to say. We're all the gods' instruments in our own ways.
Truer words have not been spoken. But enough. Is there anything I can do to assist you today?
Well, Elvis here, in fact, wanted to see the cat people.
Indeed. We have two. They've been separated, though. Elvis, I'm afraid you'll have to be satisfied with just the one that we still have on the palace grounds. The other has been sent to the slave pits.
Oh, no! Slavery's not good. What happened?
They fought. They fought with one another, for one, and then the female in particular butted heads with Queen Aloria. It was a male and female mating pair. They'd had a child before, allegedly. But once they came into Aloria's possession, the female turned out to be barren. We're not sure if it's due to the conditions of living underground, or if it was simply a happenstance event. Regardless, there was no more reason to keep them together, and Aloria decided that if the female wanted to be so willful, then let her rule the slaves. She's been in charge of a chain gang for several years now, while the male is mostly pampered and treated as a plaything. He used to be trotted out and shown off to dignitaries, but he's become something like old news. The servants see the most of him. He might be excited for company. Come, I'll show you where they keep him. Silvius leads you away, down towards the kitchens and the places where the servants are kept. It's not a bad area. It's still a palace. It's just not as well decorated because not as many important people ever come back here. He comes to a stop at a door, knocks on it. Oh, excuse me, sir. What can I do for you? We're here to see the pretty kitty. Yes, he's right here. He invites you in, and then there in the corner of the room is a cat man. He's a little overweight, playing a board game. He's middle-aged. He gets up with a grunt. He says, they're finally ready to dust me off and let me do something besides sit around again. Sylvia says, I'm sorry to be a bother, pretty kitty, but this is Elvis. He comes from the surface, and he wanted to meet you.
Wow, you look just like the other catmen I've met. Only fatter.
Let me guess. You're another one of Namir's idiot mercenaries. What happened to Torvald and Omar? They too busy?
Yeah, he's on the run from the law. He stabbed a guard, which is illegal.
Oh. Well, did he kill him? No, fortunately, I believe the guard will be just fine. The catman snaps his fingers, and he goes, darn! The guy probably deserved it. As you can see, there is some justifiable cause why Pretty Kitty has been left to gather mothballs. Even at his best behavior, he has a difficult time containing his tongue. There have been occasions where he's angered a diplomat, but it's been smoothed over because he's an exotic curiosity.
Oh yeah, I get it. They're like, why is he so rude? They're used to being waited on hand and foot because they're rich normally?
You'd be surprised, but oddly, the upper class doesn't take well to that sort of exotic treatment.
That's because they're not used to it. It's like spicy food. That's what my dad always says. Whenever dealing with kings and queens, you gotta remember, they're not acclimated to criticism.
The catman goes, so what do you want? Why are you in my room?
What are you playing?
Oh, This is like a tactical game. It's kind of based on warfare. I mean, not really, but kind
of. Oh, I love war games. I mean, I never win because they're too hard, but I like them. Can I play?
Oh, well, these games usually take about 2 or 3 sands to finish, and that's if you're experienced. If you've never played before, it could take longer.
That's okay. I want to play a war game with an exotic kitty cat, and you can criticize me all you want. I'm used to it.
Well, Paul, I suppose if this is to be the fate of the day, I've got other things I should be doing.
I'll just stay here and learn how to play. If it's fun, then maybe I could play it on the off hours with the other guards.
I feel I agree with the captain and believe that your talents are being wasted here, but it is what it is, and it is only temporary. I'll see you again. And Sylvius sees himself out.
Hey, pretty kitty, if you don't mind me asking, who's this other guy in the robes?
My name on the surface was Khan, and this is Darius, my minder. Darius nods and says, I'm in charge of making sure that Pretty Kitty stays fed and groomed, exercised, all those things.
Oh. Well, why'd you let him get so fat?
Darius shrugs and says, middle age gets the best of all of us.
Well, what exactly does Pretty Khan do that he needs to be exercised for?
Well, like any servant, he delivers food and runs errands for the queen, or usually for diplomats. Sex work, adds Khan. Indeed, some of the upper classes do have certain needs that they like to have fulfilled, and Pretty Kitty here is a unique outlet for that.
Oh, I see. So if they find the catman who escaped, they're gonna use him for...
Weird orgy things, says Khan.
Okay.
What catman who escaped?
Oh, I came down here with a friend. His name is Paul. Do you happen to know a Paul?
Well, I don't know a Paul.
Did you have a kid named Paul? Is that your son?
Yes, Namir knows perfectly well that I had a son named Paul. Anything he told you about that is true.
Oh, okay. So, neat story. I happen to know your son, Paul. I'm actually not working for Namir. I'm working with Paul. And he has escaped.
You mean he escaped from Namir?
Oh, no, no. His primary mailing residence is still Namir, so I think he's still kind of in an abusive relationship there. But he escaped from jail down here in the Dark Bottom.
You mean the Catman child that was left with Namir is down here in the Dark Bottom, and they had him imprisoned.
Yep, and now he's escaped. He's on the loose.
But he's down here in the Dark Bottom.
Yes, and no one knows where he is. He's very elusive. If I were him, I would probably find a very powerful witch to work under.
Elvis.
You know, like the queen.
She's not a witch.
But she is. She's a magical spellcaster lady.
She's not a witch.
Alejandro points out, well, technically she is one.
See, he's a black cat, so naturally he should work under the queen, because she's a witch and that's what black cats are good for.
You know what? That's just obscenely racist. Just because we're black cats doesn't mean that we belong underneath the queen.
Well, that may be what the black cat thinks, but you guys are all working for the queen, who is a witch.
Why is my son in the Dark Bottom?
Because we found a way to get down here, and it was mysterious, and as fate would have it, you guys also happen to be down here.
So Namir didn't send him down?
No.
But he said that he would. He told the queen that he would. As soon as he found a nice girl to form a mating pair, he was going to send Paul down here.
Well, as it turns out, Paul is kind of antisocial, like he's not great with people. So he hasn't really hit it off with a lady.
Oh, okay, well, it might not be that he hasn't hit it off with a lady. He's just been very focused on the faith, you know.
You can keep the faith and also meet a lady.
Look, I don't know if you've... Look, most monasteries are kind of a sausage fest, right?
Well, that's why they have local bars.
That's real simple to say. Just go down to the local bar. In presumably whatever place he's living, you don't know how it is.
Well, I grew up in the area. I mean, actually, I guess it's more like a country club. Which maybe he couldn't afford to get into.
Yeah, see, and then him being a catman, they kind of look down on that because, you know, normally they're in the worst parts of town doing menial work. They would think that he's some kind of servant.
Oh, hey, didn't you say that this guard's name was Paul? Isn't that an interesting coincidence?
No, I mean, it's a very common name. You hear it all over the place.
I have never heard it before.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's because you live in the palace and I'm actually from a really reclusive religious sect that the name Paul is used frequently.
Oh. And they use that name on the surface as well. Wow, Centipora really does have influence everywhere.
Yes, Centipora has 100 legs and each one supports the earth.
Okay, I see it now. I thought your glow was a little strange.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from... Yeah, you figured it out.
I didn't want to be rude, though. I mean, complimenting on someone's glow, that's...
Yeah, it's very awkward. I appreciate that you didn't bring it up, and if you wouldn't mind, could we just not discuss it any further?
Of course.
Hey, could you go and get us some kind of drink?
Certainly. What kind would you like?
Ooh, how about something that requires a big, heavy jug and maybe one other person to carry, because we're going to be here for hours, and I'm very thirsty.
Well, you are Queen Aloria's guest, so I will be happy to oblige. I'll be back as quickly as I can. And Darius leaves the room.
Okay, do you want to tell him or should I?
Okay, we don't know. Listen, when you came down here, did you do so willingly, or were you surprised, or what was it?
Me? I mean, I came willingly at first. I thought Namir was going to help us make some money. He said that we could make a living if he came with him into the dungeon. And then we just kept going deeper and deeper, and once we were so far in, there was no way out. He presented us as a gift to this dark-bottom queen, and that was the end of it.
So you'd say that you're not complicit in all this?
Complicit? No. I mean, I do what I'm told, all respect to you and your people, but no, I didn't choose this.
Well, what happened to the other one, the woman?
What do you mean, what happened? You took her away and you put her in the mines.
Well, why is she in the mines and you're here?
Why are you here? Why do you care?
Just answer the question. It's important that I know.
Fine, it's because we fought. I mean, they told us to be a mating pair. Do you know what kind of pressure that is? To be told you have to be a mating pair? They took a source of bonding between us, and they made it into something livestock-like. And then when we didn't have kids, it made them angry. And they were hard on us, and we fought. We fought a lot. So they separated us, and my wife, she went to the mines. That's it. That's what happened.
And so your kid, though, you didn't leave your kid intentionally.
No! Namir didn't tell us that we weren't coming back. We thought that we were coming back.
All right, well, prepare yourself, and don't tell anybody this, but I take off my hood.
A whole family of black cats working for the Witch Queen.
What have you got smeared on your face?